I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for tuning in this morning. In the studio with me is the executive director of Queen City Bike, a club about bicycling all around Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky. Nern Ostendorf is here to talk about Queen City Bike and its mission. Good morning, Nern.
Good morning.
Well, let's begin with Queen City Bike. How would you qualify it? It's kind of like a club. Social gathering, what do you call Queen City Bike?
Queens, there are actually a lot of bike clubs in Cincinnati, but I would say that Queen City Bike has a specific political focus. We're really advocating for bicycle rights in the city. So where other groups might be doing more, not that they're not doing advocacy work, but mm-hmm. where other groups are doing social rides, we really try and focus on being the squeaky wheel and getting as many bike infrastructure improvements and safety improvements in the city as we can.
Now, I understand from a profile I saw in Soapbox, the online magazine, that you grew up here in Cincinnati for 18 years, couldn't wait to get out, went and wandered around, and then came back. Why did you come back to Cincinnati?
I actually didn't really intend on staying here. I kind of came back at a low point in my recent past, but once I got back here, I was completely charmed by my hometown, and I'm going to be here for the foreseeable future. Just on the note of bicycling in the city, when I was growing up here, I would bike around town a little bit, and it has improved already in, 6 years by light years. So we have so much more improving to do, but change is already happening, and it's really inspiring to see, and I really just feel personally committed to improving my city and making it the best place it can be.
And it seems that there has been a lot with biking going on in the news and around the city. I noticed driving down Eastern Avenue or Riverside Drive, however you want to refer to it, the bike lanes, they're not sharrows, right?
They're bike lanes, yes.
They're bike lanes, which mean just the bikes there, no. Mm-hmm. No sharing with the cars.
I mean, you might see a rollerblader on there. Who knows? But yes, but bikes only.
But a lot of improvement that's been, popping up all over Cincinnati. Really, do you see it growing even more than it was developing while you were away?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the city of Cincinnati adopted a bicycle transportation plan. They met with a consultant and picked out the best routes for bicycling in the city. So it's kind of a really genius plan where they are really, really efficient and do as many road infrastructure tweaks and, adjustments for bicyclists as they can when roads are being repaved. So it's really a great system. They wait because it's, kind of a big deal to repaint an entire road for cyclists. But when the road is being repaved, I believe Spring Grove right now, they're going through that right now. They just stripped the pavement off. I rode down it on my way down here today, and I know that they're going to put bike lanes on it, and I'm so excited about it. It's going to be beautiful. Kudos to the city for, being really efficient with their processes and also getting a lot of things done. So
Queen City Bike is more than just advocacy as well in trying to advocate this healthy transportation, because it seems there is a social aspect and trying to raise visibility for cyclists around town. How does Queen City Bike do that?
Well, we organize Bike Month every May, which is probably our biggest event for visibility. And it's a month long of bicycle-related events. And we have Bike to Work Day. And it's a big, big month-long bike party, basically. And then we have a couple other programs that we're really trying to use to increase the visibility of cyclists. One of them, which is very recent, is called the Queen City Blinkies Program. And we have raised $8,000 pretty much overnight to distribute and install bike lights on cyclist bikes. So we're working with, I believe, the CRC, the Cincinnati Recreation Commission, to set up in various neighborhoods and pretty much like advertise that we're doing it, but also catch people riding by and be like, hey, come here. You want a light on your bike, right? So, I think it's a beautiful program. It's really practical and it's really going to make a difference. It's really important to be visible on your bike, especially at night. I've witnessed it both on a bike and in a car where a cyclist will just come out of nowhere because you can't see them. They don't have lights on them. If they don't have lights on them, you can't see them. So keep an eye out for that. We're going to have 1,000 sets of lights to install on bikes in Greater Cincinnati, and we should be doing it soon, like next week. We'll start probably.
Well, you mentioned that there are many bike clubs in the Cincinnati area. What sets Queen City Bike apart from those clubs, and what does a person have to do to be part of Queen City Bike? Who are you looking to join Queen City Bike?
We want everybody to join. You can have left your bike in the garage for 25 years. You may have never gotten on a bike, and you just want to start thinking about what it would mean to start using your bike as a form of transportation. We really want to have a conversation with everybody and get them involved. And we're really about, or at least for me personally, I think that streets should be safe enough that you can send your children out without having to worry about their safety. Because you know what? If we design streets, and I'm not talking about all the streets, I'm just talking about having dedicated routes where we can send people out and feel confident that they are going to go where they want to go or have a good time and not have to worry about their safety. Because if we design them for children, that means that the elderly, people with disabilities, everybody can use those streets. And right now, it's not like that out there. Beyond bicycles, think of the number of times when able-bodied people have to run to get to the other side of a pedestrian crossing. Like, that's not the way it should be. We should be able to enjoy our streets, not just behind the wheel of a car. You know, it goes beyond just bicycles. It goes into our whole transportation infrastructure and how we think about what we value in transportation. So, you know, I can't change people's minds other than having conversations with them, but hopefully, you know, we start thinking of transportation in a different way.
Well, I know one of the biggest challenges about Cincinnati is the topography when it comes to bicycling in certain areas. But what other challenges do you see, and does Queen City Bike hope to address, you know, beyond leveling the hills a little bit to make it easier to get up?
I mean, we've had the conversation always comes up about, you know, bringing back pedestrian inclines. And we even had this, we're trying to find a sponsor to sponsor a program to allow people to get on the metro bus at the bottom of the hill and get off. You know how some cities have like a no fare zone in the downtown area? I would love to have a no fare hill zone. So, you know, think about how much more pedestrians we'd have moving between business districts just if we had something like that available. So that's a small answer to that question. But other challenges, I mean, we exist in a country that has had car-dominated policies for the last 60 years. And, you know, people think that it's always been that way, but cars have really only been around for, I mean, it hasn't even been really dominant for 60 or 70 years. And before the rise of the automobile, people were out hanging out in the streets all the time. I mean, it really wasn't super highways and four-lane roads. That's something that we've decided to focus on, and it's really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Paying for car infrastructure, and I think we're going to go bankrupt trying to do it. People come up to me when I'm riding on the street and say, "We spent all that money on that bike lane. Why aren't you on it?" And I just it doesn't really make sense to me, the whole argument, because we do subsidize our highways so much, and they cost so much money to maintain, where our country is in so much debt trying to maintain our roads. We should not be building any more roads. We should be making the roads that we already have much better and easier to use. And I think cars are useful. I'm not going to say everybody should. I don't think everyone should throw them away. But really what we're trying to do is give everyone more transportation choices and make them more attractive. So, you know, I really say that anything that improves pedestrian facilities or improves transit, like bus service, also improves the world for bicyclists. All these things really work really well together. And I use the bus all the time as a cyclist.
Nern Ostendorf, the executive director of Queen City Bike. They have regular meetings, usually the first Monday of the month, but times and locations vary. You can find more information about Queen City Bike and all the activities that they are involved in by visiting our website, wvxu.org, and you'll find a link to Queen City Bike's website there. Well, thank you, Nern. Appreciate you being here.
My pleasure.
Morning.